News from UNIFIL. Commenting on UNIFIL's support to local communities since the cessation of hostilities agreement on 27 November, spokesperson Andrea Tinenti highlighted the mission's ongoing efforts to assist the people in South Lebanon while carrying out its mandate under Security Council Resolution 1701.
UNIFIL remains in position. We continue to monitor and report violations of 1701. Our priority is also to assist local communities in the South and provide them with the most urgent support through our assistance projects, demining activities, medical support, road clearing, and much more. In recent weeks, peacekeepers have delivered essential aid such as food supplies, blankets, hygiene kits, and medical assistance to internally displaced families and those who remained in their villages during the conflict. Engineering units have been working on road opening operations to facilitate safe movement, while the mining teams are ensuring the safety of both local people and peacekeepers by clearing unexploded ordnance. These efforts, alongside engagement with local authorities and community leaders, aim to restore normalcy and foster a sense of stability during this challenging period.
UNIFIL's civil-military cooperation remains focused on supporting local communities in South Lebanon, particularly in the aftermath of the recent conflict. CIMIC Chief Colonel Sujani Arana emphasized that civil-military cooperation teams are increasing their outreach and working closely with the local authorities to help them recover and rebuild.
UNIFIL's approach to supporting the government of Lebanon and also the Lebanese armed forces in this regard becomes vital to enabling the return of the population. Also, UNIFIL currently is part of the Military Technical Committee, where a comprehensive plan is being made to address this issue in particular, together with other stakeholders. What I can definitely tell you is that UNIFIL's CIMIC activities are now on the increase, and the battalions at the tactical level are reaching out to the communities once again.
On 15 December, UNIFIL Italian peacekeepers delivered a medical donation to the Tier Red Cross, including hospital beds, wheelchairs, walking aids, and medications for burns, cardiological, gastrointestinal, and respiratory diseases. The donation also included a 4x4 off-road vehicle co-financed by UNIFIL and its Finnish contingent to help deliver essential supplies and emergency aids to internally displaced persons, as well as local residents who returned to their homes within Tier District. Muzayyan Siklawi Ajami, president of the Tier Red Cross, expressed heartfelt gratitude to the peacekeepers, emphasizing the long-standing support of UNIFIL to them.
The gift that was given to us today represents a great support to us so that we can deliver aid to our people and stand by them. And just as we stood with them during the war, we stand with them during the period of peace. As usual, the Italian battalion today also provided us with the medical supplies we need in our dispensaries as well as in the ambulances.
In response to urgent requests, UNIFIL Indian peacekeepers provided medical care in Almeri, a village near the Blue Line, where people remained despite recent conflict. Indian peacekeepers, led by Colonel Ajit Singh Negi, coordinated with Mayor Yusuf Fayyad to deliver essential medicines and health care services to residents facing acute shortages. The donation included antibiotics, painkillers, and other vital supplies for around 50 patients. Mayor Fayyad expressed deep gratitude to the Indian contingent and UNIFIL for their continued support, highlighting their crucial role in ensuring the community's well-being and safety.